Om Shanti. 7th May 2019. Today's slogan: let your vision be alaukik, your mind cool, and your intellect merciful. Let your vision be alaukik, your mind cool, and intellect merciful. Let your vision be alaukik. But the exact word used by Baba is not vision, but drishti. And there is a lot of translation gap in the two. Drishti is different, a vision is different. Rather, drishti can never be translated into any language. Drishti is drishti. And what is drishti? What is drishti? Drishti has got different meanings in different literature. Drishti has different meaning in Hinduism. Drishti has different meaning in astrology. Drishti has different meaning in Natya Shastra, theatrics. Drishti has different meaning in Buddhism. Drishti has different meaning in Hinduism itself. Again, there are religions, and in Ashtanga Yoga of Patanjali. And drishti has very different meaning when Baba uses word drishti. So, drishti, the dictionary meaning could be vision or gaze or act of seeing. But in astrology, drishti is something related to graha. Drishti is something related which is known, which can be called as an aspect. Drishti is an aspect. While in Buddhism, drishti means view, viewpoint or view. While in theatrics, drishti has got yet so many other meanings. As per the ras, there are 7 rasas. 7, 9. So that has got a different meaning there. In the Ashtanga Yoga, drishti has something to do with pratyahar and dharana, nasikagra drishti. Different words they use. A drishti where you are looking at the tip of the nose. So, act of seeing, gaze, view, aspect, vision, or something that you see with mind's eye, that is more of a drishti. Seeing is something that you see with eye. Vision is something which is done with mind. And drishti is a combined term which is used in different way, at different places. So when Baba uses the word drishti, he means two things: eyes as well as mind. Drishti is something that we see with mind, and drishti is something that you also see with eyes. So Baba is saying, make drishti alaukik. Alaukik means spiritual. Alaukik means which is not laukik. Alaukik means which is not worldly, mundane. So that which is not worldly, that which is not mundane, that which is not earthly, that which is not physical, that which is metaphysical, that which is spiritual, that which is non-physical, that which is platonic, that is known as vision or alaukik. So Baba is saying, make your drishti alaukik. In today's Sakar Murli, Baba said, even Maharatis are busy or caught up in name and form. Even Maharatis are caught up in name and form. And when you get caught up in name and form, your mind becomes unstable, chalayaman, very, very fickle, like the lamp. So, making drishti alaukik means making it spiritual. Making drishti alaukik means stop seeing bodies. Making drishti alaukik means there is no interest in seeing the bodies. Making drishti alaukik means no more the attraction of the body pulls you. Making drishti alaukik means to be soul conscious and to have soul conscious vision. So alaukik means soul conscious vision, atmik drishti, not physical. So drishti is something that you see with your mind and also with your eyes. Physical eyes, mental eyes. So, what is behind drishti? Behind the drishti is the soul consciousness or the consciousness, any consciousness. If there is a body consciousness, the drishti will remain laukik and drishti will remain physical. If there is a soul consciousness acting behind the drishti, automatically I would see everything spiritual. So what is behind the eyes? Because eyes are just the instrument. If soul is here, eyes are here. And what is seen is here. So there is a... And this process is known as drishti. Is drishta. And what is seen is drishya. So there is a drishya. There is a drishti. And there is a drishta. So observer. Observed. And the act of observing. So there are three things. Drishti, drishya, and drishta. So, the one who is seeing is soul. The soul is drishta. What is being seen is drishya, the observed. Observer, the observed. And this act is known as drishti. So, there are eyes then. Eyes are just in between. They are just in between. They are the instrument through which the drishta is giving drishti and is seeing the drishya. So there is a observed, observer, observer, observed, and the act of observing. So there are three things. So when the drishta is totally soul conscious, the drishya becomes alaukik. And the drishti also becomes alaukik. So with alaukik drishti, you see everything alaukik. Drishta, drishya and drishti, all three should become alaukik. So when the drishta is alaukik, what is seen, drishya also becomes alaukik. Jai Krishnamurti has called this the observer and the observed become one. The observer and the observed, they become one. One in the sense they become similar. So when the drishti is alaukik, automatically what is seen also becomes alaukik. Alaukik means it is non-physical then. Then you cannot see bodies. You remain on a higher platform of soul consciousness. Then there is nothing like somebody is beautiful and somebody is ugly and somebody is fair and somebody is unfair. Somebody is fair and somebody is black. So this is a play, interplay of drishti, drishya and drishta. So drishti and drishya is the result of drishta. So work on the drishta. This drishta, this observer should become alaukik, should become spiritual, and it will become spiritual only and only by a lot of practice. practicing soul consciousness, practicing remembrance. In today's Sakar, Murli Baba said, you remember Baba in the morning, but what about the day? To what extent you are self-sovereign throughout the day? To what extent you remember Baba throughout the day? Don't practice self-deception. Don't flatter yourself. Don't practice self-deception. Check yourself. Check the chart. Even Maharatis should keep the chart. It's not that those who give speeches should not keep the chart. Even they have to keep the chart. So work on making the drishta. Work on making the observer alaukik, soul conscious. And this observer should remain in the remembrance of Baba. So automatically, the power will flow in the observer. And the observer will have alaukik drishti. And automatically, what is drishya will also become alaukik. So, the first thing in today's slogan is to make drishti alaukik. When the soul forgets itself and becomes body conscious, automatically the drishti is the result of what's happening in the soul. Drishti is not the result of what's happening in the eyes. It's something which is going beyond the eyes. So when there is an upheaval in the soul, the drishti, even though eyes are okay, healthy, the drishti becomes corrupt, polluted, contaminated. So make the drishti alaukik and very pure. Very, very pure drishti. That's why those sannyasis, they used to keep nasikagra drishti while walking. They would not look at the faces of anyone. They would look their drishti like this, at the tip of the tongue, or at the foot, or navel. So they were different. There are 9 types of drishtis in yoga, in Ashtanga yoga, that is Patanjali's right yoga. They describe 9 types of drishtis. So make the drishti alaukik. That is first. Second, mind. Cool. Cool is again not a very good word. Sheetal. Sheetal. Make the mind sheetal. Sheetal means? Sheet means ice. Cool like ice. What are the functions of mind? What are the functions of mind? What are the functions of mind? Mind has got 3 basic functions. We tell in our 7 days course, right? 7 days course we tell, no? What are the 3 basic functions of mind? Thinking, feeling, and wanting, desiring things. These are the 3 basic functions of mind. Mind thinks, mind feels, and mind desires, wants. So keep the mind cool. So when I say keep the mind cool, I mean 3 things to keep cool. Thinking should be cool. The thoughts should be calm and quiet. There should not be disturbance, upheaval, turbulence in thoughts. When I say feelings, how are the feelings? The highest disturbance happens in feelings only. Emotional instabilities, emotional lability, emotional disturbance. Emotionally, person becomes disturbed. Even the thoughts keep on telling, do this, do that. But thoughts, logic, thoughts are related to logic, reason and all those things. Feelings are very strong. They are very strong current. And person is moved by feelings. And then third is wanting, desiring. If there are many desires, worldly desires, materialistic desires, desires to gain, ambitious. That's why in English they say, A religious mind is a non-ambitious mind. A religious mind cannot desire all the things of the world. The worldly career, the worldly jobs, money, business and all those things. Religious mind keeps away from all these things. So what are my desires? There should be only one desire. Atmanu moksharatham jagat trithiyayacha. For the freedom of the soul and for the welfare of the world. I want to free myself from all these bondages and I want to do good to the world. Vishwakalyan, that's the only desire. And for myself, mukti, freedom. So desires, worldly desires will cause restlessness. One sees something new, one wants that, and the restlessness arises. Whether that is person, a wife, a husband, somebody wants to make somebody his own and the restlessness starts. Things, objects, career, job, degree, anything. The moment one desires things, disturbance starts. If at all one wants to desire, desire all that is spiritual. Even that will cause restlessness. It's not that spirituality will not cause restlessness. Spirituality is there basically in desire. Any desire that may be. But worldly restlessness is on one side and spiritual restlessness is better than the worldly restlessness. So, mind has got three functions. Thinking, feeling and wanting. So when three functions are there, Baba is saying, make mind cool, shithil, calm, undisturbed, unruffled. How to do that? For that you have to reduce the number of thoughts. And the way to reduce number of thoughts is the practice of self-respect. It's the practice again of soul consciousness. A soul conscious mind will have very less thoughts. While a body conscious mind will have more thoughts. While a body conscious mind which is filled with vices, for example, a mind which is troubled by lust cannot remain calm. Multiple plannings, multiple ways to achieve the object of desire would arise. So that will keep man restless. Anger. Angry mind cannot remain calm. A greedy mind cannot remain calm. An egoistic mind which is always thinking of protecting the ego cannot remain calm. A mind which is attached cannot remain calm. That's why in yesterday's Murli Baba said, while staying in the household, get rid of all asakti, get rid of all attachments. The more detached one is, the more powerful one becomes. An attachment can arise anywhere. And for a Brahmin, attachment will arise in the Brahmin family. This Brahmin family itself is a trap for intense effort maker. Attachments or BKs amongst themselves is a great trap that takes you away from your aim object. One Brahma Kumar getting attached to another Brahma Kumar, or one Brahma Kumari getting attached to another Brahma Kumari, and one Brahma Kumar is getting attached to another Brahma Kumari. These are the permutations and combinations that can happen, which is the most dangerous. The last, third one. This disturbance is okay. Both Kumaris, this is still okay. Both Kumar, this is still okay. But the third disturbance, third attachment, third bond, and always the link would be seva. And the seva becomes the means of entering into vices. This is the greatest disturbance that can happen. So, when the mind is in the grip of any of the vices, it cannot remain calm. It cannot do chintan. It cannot become focused, concentrated. It cannot follow all the moral rectitude, dharanas, maryadas. Somewhere, in some subtle manner, something would be broken. The moment some attachment develops, anywhere, age is not at all the barrier. Age has nothing to do with this. This could be 9-year-old and 90-year-old. Attachment could be between any one of them. And lust, age has nothing to do with lust. Lust has nothing to do with age. It can develop anywhere. That's why one has to be on guard. Even more important than purity is more important than service. Remember that. Purity is more important than service. If service is not done, it's okay. If the person becomes angry, it's okay. Let him go. But this should remain undisturbed at the level of thought, at the level of dreams, at the level of emotions, at the level of awareness, at the level of imagination, at the level of relationships, at the level of behavior, at the level of writing, at the level of listening, at the level of touching, at the level of seeing, at the level of eating, at the level of thought, at the level of speech, at the level of actions. 21 points of purity. Purity has to be guarded at all the 21 levels. At any level, if purity is broken, what happens? Sushil bhai? If any level purity is broken, this is a building of five-storied building. Baba said, you fall down. And these are the bones. So, mind, make it shital. Means, cool. For that, three functions of the mind, thinking, feeling, wanting. Thinking should become pure, and for thinking should become to remain pure, think thoughts should remain free from vices. Feelings should remain free from vices. To develop attachment to some soul, one becomes emotional there. And this is more powerful even than thoughts. That's why all feelings should be kept pure. And to keep pure feelings means feelings should remain unattached. There's attachment, otherwise attachment develops in feeling. And the thinking and the wanting. Desire only spiritual things. If you want to desire anything, desire high stage of the mind. If you want to desire anything, desire angelic stage. If you want to desire something, desire the welfare of the world. Only pure spiritual desires. So, this is second. Third, intellect. Merciful. So, intellect should have mercy. Yesterday's blessing was what? You are what? Master, merciful. You are master, ocean of mercy. No matter what one has done, you are the master, ocean of love. If somebody comes to you, he should not go empty-handed. If somebody comes to you, he should receive nothing but love. Because you are the master, oceans of love. So fill the intellect with mercy. Why? Because we are ancestors. Why? Because we are the world benefactors. Why? Because we are afflicter of the world. Uddharak. We are the highest souls of the world. That's why our intellect should fill with mercy. Because the world is suffering. Because there is a fire of sorrow in the world. So, the world is in disturbance. So have mercy on the world. And give them power and give them peace. Recently in the last Sunday's Murli Baba said, are you just busy in your pure household? Pavitra Grahasthi. or you are also doing this service of serving the world. You are also doing this service of helping the world. So you have to do this service. So fill the intellect with mercy. So there are three things. First, drishti, make it alaukik. All the levels of drishti. Mind, make it shital, cool. So a cool mind means, in today's Sakar Murli Baba said, shital, Baba has talked about sthiti, alaukik sthiti. Which is the alaukik sthiti? Avastha. It's a sweet alaukik avastha. Which is that? From today's Sakar Murli. Find it. And third, intellect. Make the intellect merciful. Intellect means all the seven levels of intellect. Rational. Jiddu. Intellect means jiddu. RM. Judge. Intellect. Judging. Imbibing. Decide. Discriminate. Understand. Rationalize and memorize. These are the seven functions of intellect. Buddhi has got seven functions. So at all the seven levels, be merciful. While judging somebody, while imbibing, while understanding, while rationalizing, while memorizing, everything, be merciful. So this is today's Sakar. A slogan from today's Sakar Murli. Om Shanti.